إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin for our noble Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. We're still in the chapter of Katrat al-Turuq al-Khayr, chapter 13. There is so many ways for us to do good. Allah has legislated for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many ways to do good. Now we're going to go ahead and read some of these narrations. That Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala has selected in this chapter. فعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح. متفق عليه. النزل القوت والرزق وما يهيأ للضيف. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشات. متفق عليه. قال الجوهري الفرس من البعير كالحافر من الدابة. قال وربما استعير في الشات. وعنه أيضا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة، فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة الإيمان. متفق عليه. البضع من ثلاثة إلى تسعة بكسر الباء وقد تفتح، والشعبة القطع. The Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentioned three narrations and he's going to explain all of them together. The first narration, the hadith that is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who goes to the masjid at dawn or dusk for salat, Allah prepares a hospitable abode for him in Jannah every time when he walks to it or comes back from it. This is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The other hadith is the hadith also narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Muslim women, never belittle any gift you give your neighbor, even if it is a hoof of a sheep. This is called by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. Also the hadith, the third hadith that is narrated by Abu Huraira as well, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman, faith, has over 70 branches. The uppermost of which is the declaration of Tawheed, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And the least of which is the removal of harmful objects from the road. And modesty is a branch of Iman. All of these narrations are agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, in the explanation, he said, these are three narrations that are Imam al-Nawawi selected from the proofs in this chapter, and we select Alhamdulillah, we don't read all of the explanation of all of the hadith. We select some of them, alhamdulillah. All of them are narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and they are agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. As for the first hadith, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح. He said, meaning anyone who goes in early in the morning to the masjid. For instance, the Shaykh says, when a person goes to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr, that's the ghada. When you say man ghada, anrah, al-rawha, or al-rawah, is after zawal. For example, a person goes for Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr and the like. And this, the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, and the apparent meaning of this hadith, whoever goes to the masjid, whether in the early morning or in the afternoons or after the afternoon, whether he goes for salat or for seeking knowledge, alhamdulillah, not just for salat. If they go for salat, they go for knowledge, or they go for any purpose, any beneficial thing, Allah will write for them a place in the Jannah. And nuzul is that which is given to the guest from food and the like. Because in Islam, we, as Muslims, we honor the guest. We honor the guest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor his righteous servants in the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare for this person who goes to the masjid mornings and evenings. Allah honor this person in the Jannah. So this hadith affirmed this great reward for the one who goes to the masjid, whether in the early in the morning or the end of the day, whether in the early hours of the day or the late hours of the day. Likewise, this hadith highlights the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His benevolence and His bounties upon His servants. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His benevolence, He gives a great reward for such a small thing. We are commanded to come to pray, and still Allah reward us for coming to the masjid. And remember, in the other narrations, you are rewarded with every step you make toward the masjid. Every step, subhanAllah. قال, as for the second hadith, in which the Prophet says, لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشاز. O Muslim women, never belittle you any gift you give your neighbor, even if it is a hoof of a sheep. He says, our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam incites us in this hadith to give gifts to the neighbors. To give gifts to the neighbors, even if that gift may be a little thing, small thing. Even if it may be a small thing. It doesn't have to be something expensive, a big thing. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, even if that gift may be a hoof of a sheep. And we know the hoof means nothing. Something insignificant. And what we understand, the Shaykh, he says, from this, that the Prophet ﷺ, he gave this example, is that you shouldn't belittle anything you give from good. Because sometimes the people, they want to give something like, oh, that's nothing, that's not enough, that's not. You give whatever you can. Sometimes the people, they want to give to the neighbors an apple, for example, or a banana, and they're like, well, that's one apple. That's still, alhamdulillah, it's better than nothing. Okay, it's better than nothing. So the Shaykh says, never belittle any good, even if it looks little to you, but the reward for it is great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh mentioned a hadith that is in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet says, إِذَا طَبَخْتَ مَرِقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهَا وَتَعَاهَا جِرَانَكَ. If you cook something like a stew or something, make a lot and give your neighbors. Check your neighbors if they need anything. So even the stew, when you give some of it to your neighbors, you are rewarded for that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Likewise, the mariq. Likewise, he mentioned another thing that we should do as Muslims. لا تحقرن شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Everything, we are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the mercy of Allah and His benevolence and His bounty upon us. Everything we do, we are rewarded for. Even when you meet your brother with a cheerful face, when you meet a person and you smile in their faces, subhanAllah, Allah reward you. Allah reward you. But you gotta do it for Allah. Some people, they do it only when they need something from someone. Now they're gonna be nice to them and smile. But if they don't have any worldly thing from the person, they frown and they don't even know them. They don't even notice if they are there. They pass by them like they're not there. But the Muslim, alhamdulillah, who benefit from Islam, the Muslim constantly do what's good. The Muslim look for this, for the good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are rewarded even when you smile in the face of your brother. Likewise, your sisters, you meet, you come at the masjid, or somebody come to your house, you meet the other women, the sisters in Islam, you smile in their faces and ask how they are and be nice to them. You are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great reward for that simple act and easy for you. You don't have to spend money to smile. It's easy, alhamdulillah. So he says, so therefore, we understand from this that we Muslims, we do not meet one another with frowny faces. But rather, when we meet each other, with a cheerful face. Because this is from good that Islam commands us with and incites us to adorn ourselves with. So subhanAllah, look, it's normal and natural when you meet someone with a cheerful face, they will be happy with you and they smile back at you. SubhanAllah. And everything is at Kibri's Qa'ida, everything that brings joy to the heart of your brother, it is good. It is good and you are rewarded for it. It is good and you are rewarded for it. So as for the third hadith, is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. That iman in some 70 and some or 60 and some branches, the best of them is لا إله إلا الله. And the worst of them is the lowest of them is the removal of harmful objects from the path. And shyness is a branch of iman. Shaykh Ibn Al-Taymin, rahimahullah, he says in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make it clear that Iman is not just one branch, but rather is many branches. Some on 70. And this sum I mean from 3 to 9. From 73 to 79. Or from 63 to 69. Branches and levels of Iman. The best of them is La ilaha illallah. Tawheed. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says, because if this statement, La ilaha illallah, is put in one side of the scale, and the heavens and the earth put in the other side, La ilaha illallah will overweigh the heavens and the earth. Ayna. Because this is the statement of Ikhlas. This is the statement of Ikhlas, of sincerity. La ilaha illallah is the statement of Tawheed, of Islamic monotheism. So this is a statement that we should always ask Allah. He said, as I ask Allah for me and for you, the Shaykh rahimahullah, he says, we should ask Allah to make it the last of our statements on earth. So you should ask Allah to make this statement of La ilaha illallah the last thing you say before you die. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Anyone whose statement or the last statement made in this dunya was لا إله إلا الله, that person enters the Jannah. And this is fadl azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us anew from those people who Allah bestow upon them this great ni'mah, were to be able to say La ilaha illallah and to be the last thing we say in this life. So this statement of La ilaha illallah, which is the statement of Ikhlas, statement of Tawheed, hiya afdalu shu'ab al-Iman, is the best of all of the branches of faith. The best of all branches of Iman. And then in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَى مِنْ طَرِيقٍ, and the lowest of these branches is to remove a harmful object from the path. We go back to the statement of La ilaha illallah. We have to say it all the time. Constantly say it. It's from the dhikr. We teach our children La ilaha illallah. The ulama, they said, these are the first thing they should learn. When our babies begin to speak, and we teach them these things. Teach them to say La ilaha illallah. And we remind them constantly to say La ilaha illallah. This is the best that you can say. As Musa alayhi salam, is an authentic hadith, says, oh my Lord, teach me something to say. He says, say La ilaha illallah. He says, oh my Lord, everybody say La ilaha illallah. Teach me something better. He said, there is nothing better. This is the best. La ilaha illallah. So we say it all time. We remember Allah. We keep our tongue moist. Because if you don't busy yourself with remembrance of Allah, the shaitan gonna open doors of backbiting, riba, idle talk. That's what happened. If you are in a gathering, especially remember Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And if a person tell you, why are you silent, you're not saying something, tell them, I'm not silent. I'm saying things, you don't even hear it. I'm saying la ilaha illallah. Now, if they are believers, they will say, subhanallah, jazakillahu khairan, for the reminder. And they will say, la ilaha illallah. And you know that these women that you are around, they are good women. But if they say, come on, la ilaha illallah, why you say la ilaha illallah, we're not in the masjid. You say, subhanallah, If we don't say La ilaha illallah, what do you want us to say? Start talking about people? Start backbiting people? La. You say La ilaha illallah. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said that's the highest and the best of all branches of Iman. And we as a human, naturally, we always aim for what is better. You want to wear the best clothing, you want to get the best paycheck, and you want to eat the best food, and you want to drive best car, you want to live in the best house. So let us get the best and use this, La ilaha illallah. Constantly we say it, La ilaha illallah. And it's easy. How long it takes you to say La ilaha illallah? Not even 2 seconds. You don't have to climb a mountain and come down to, so that to be counted for you that you said La ilaha illallah. You don't have to spend $100 whenever you spend, you say La ilaha illallah for it to be counted for you. Alhamdulillah, you say La ilaha. And you can do it while you're driving, while you're vacuuming, while you're cooking, while you're washing dishes, while you're rotating laundry. Subhanallah. While you're jogging, while you're walking, while you're playing with your kids, while you're combing your hair. Subhanallah, you say La ilaha illallah. Don't let the shaitan fool you when you switch the channel and you begin to talk about this lady. Oh, you see the sister in Jumu'ah? She's still coming with the same shoes for the past 3 years. Do you come to the masjid to benefit? Do you come to ask who's wearing what? Don't let the shaitan fool you. Be mindful of yourself and your family. Make sure you're upon the path. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, and also the lowest in of these branches of Iman is to remove harmful things from the road. Meaning, to remove anything that is harmful to the people. Whether it be rocks, thorns, broken glasses or glass, anything, stinks, trash, anything that is harmful and is in the path of the people, you remove it because it is from Iman. Those people who do it, they're from Iman. Some people, they don't want to do it. They pass by a broken glass and they're like, look, I don't work for the city. You see? They see, especially in a storm, it was windy, whatever, maybe a little branch of a tree in a road. They see a trash can and they don't even, they're walking by it and they don't even move it. They say, it's not mine. Some said, I'll work for the city. And some say, I don't do anything for money. I don't do anything, you know, that I don't get paid for, you know? If there's no money in it, I'm not going to do it. What about the reward from Allah? It is from Iman to remove these things as long as you are able. Of course, if you're not able, don't harm yourself. If a big tree falls, you're not going to say, hurt your back. But you can make a phone call. You call the city or you call 911 or whatever and tell them, look, there is this electrical wire on the road, such and such. This big tree is carrying the path in such such road, such such street. Then you get reward, alhamdulillah, for that. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Shyness is a branch from faith. In another hadith, he says, in Bukhari and Muslim, الْحَيَاءُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Haya is from faith. And this is a very good and excellent quality. Haya, shyness. And he was one of the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the beautiful qualities of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is haya, shyness, and modesty. So we adorn ourselves with this. We don't be bold. Some women, they bold. They talking to men and looking at them straight in the eye. La hawla wa la quwwata. No shyness. Woman walking in the middle of a man. In a parking lot, in the masjid, for instance, Jumu'ah. You see some women, they just pass in front of the man like nothing. A woman, she has haya, she has shyness. She stay away from the path and the places of men. She don't want to be seen. She don't raise her voice because of haya, because of this good quality of shyness. The Prophet ﷺ, this one of his beautiful qualities and characteristics and akhlaq, that he was modest and shy. But don't confuse it, but you don't be shy when it comes to the haqq. You don't be shy when it comes to learning, when it comes to asking questions. Now you got to. Some people, they don't even want to learn, they don't want to be in a circle of knowledge because they're shy. Now that shyness, that is not good. Shyness should not prevent you from learning. Okay? So haya, modesty and shyness, is a great characteristic and a quality of the believing Muslims in general. But since this class is for our noble sisters and daughters in Al-Islam, you have to adorn yourself with this manner of, you don't be talking loud in the streets. When you are shopping, you have to be modest. Go straight to the point. You don't just go to the mall to check out stuff. No. You gotta have a purpose why you go to the market. And when you go to the market, you need to know what you want. You don't, if you want to go grab some milk and that's it, and some bread, you should know where is the aisle of milk and bread and go get it and go home. A woman doesn't just go and check what's going on in Walmart for her to grab a loaf of bread. And then when she go and talk to the cashier, she's eye in eye and how you doing? Oh, it's cold today. They say it's going to rain in. Don't start no conversation. Because you're modest. And you're remembering Allah. How are you going to be talking about those things to a kafir or a kafira if you are remembering Allah? No, you went there for a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk, maybe some ice cream too, and that's it. That's all you get. You don't start no conversation, then you turn away from the remembrance of Allah. And you go straight to your car, or if you're walking, you walk, when you lower your gaze, and you go straight to your destination, being modest. And the one who doesn't have this quality of modesty, they do whatever they want to do. You see, this quality of being shy and modest is very good, because you're shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're modest, you humble yourself in front of Allah. And whenever your soul wants you to do something bad, you're like, subhanAllah, Allah is watching. You see? But those who don't have this quality, that's why they care less. They say whatever they want to say, and they do whatever they want to do. They don't care. But those who have shyness, they care. They're like, I can't say anything, and I cannot do anything, and I cannot look at anything, and I cannot go anywhere. I gotta do what's pleasing to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Inna mimma adraka an-nasa min an-nubuwwati al-ula idha lam tastahi fasna ma shi'ta." That's why he came in a hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the hadith is in Bukhari, Kitab al-Adab, that which is left from the early prophethood, if you have no shyness, do as you wish. Meaning, those people who do have no shyness, they do whatever they want to do. They're careless. But those who are shy of Allah and modest, they are careful. Before they say anything, they do anything. Before they make any decision, they say, look, I gotta do what's pleasing to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who are shy and modest. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who benefit from these so many ways of good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us out of His mercy and benevolence. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and you firm upon the path. his path, the only path that led to his pleasure. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kathira.